Trump says deal reached to delay tariffs on Mexico for 1 month. U.S. President Donald Trump and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum announced on February 3rd that they reached a deal to delay 25% U.S. tariffs on Mexican goods that were due to take effect on Tuesday. Sheinbaum wrote on social media platform X that Mexico and the United States reached a series of agreements, and that Mexico will immediately send 10,000 members of its National Guard to the U.S. Mexico border targeting the trafficking of illicit fentanyl. Trump said in a social media post that the Mexican troops will be specifically designated to stop the flow of fentanyl and illegal migrants into our country. The one-month tariff pause will allow for negotiations headed by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent, and Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick, and high-level representatives of Mexico. Trump said, "I look forward to participating in those negotiations with President Sheinbaum as we attempt to achieve a deal between our two countries." Sheinbaum said that the United States also committed to working to prevent the trafficking of high-powered weapons to Mexico. The Epoch Times has reached out to the White House for further comment. Trump on Saturday signed an order directing 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico over border security, fentanyl trafficking, and trade issues, as well as 10% tariffs on China. The tariffs on Canada and China are due to take effect on February 3rd. In a new development Monday, Trump is also scheduled to talk with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at 3 p.m. Eastern Time about the U.S. tariffs on Canada. Those tariffs are across the board and will affect products the United States imports from its northern neighbor, including timber and dairy. Canada has planned to retaliate with 25% tariffs on $107 billion worth of goods from the United States, which are also scheduled to take effect on Tuesday. Products targeted will include household appliances, sports equipment, and drinks such as alcohol. Tariffs against Canada will put your jobs at risk, potentially shutting down American auto assembly plants and other manufacturing facilities, said Trudeau in a message to Americans. They will raise costs for you, including food at the grocery store and gas at the pump. Trump has dismissed concerns about the tariffs and said there is no need for the United States to import goods from Canada. "We pay hundreds of billions of dollars to subsidize Canada. Why? There is no reason. We don't need anything they have," he posted on Truth Social on Sunday. "We have unlimited energy, should make our own cars, and have more lumber than we can ever use," he continued. "Without this massive subsidy, Canada ceases to exist as a viable country. Harsh but true. Therefore, Canada should become our cherished 51st state. Much lower taxes and far better military protection for the people of Canada, and no tariffs," Reuters contributed to this report.